Newer landfills are lined with clay to prevent toxins from rotting materials from seeping into groundwater. But that keeps the landfills drier and prevents some things from decomposing. The supervisor of the Department of Natural Resources Waste Management Program in the South Central region says decades from now, those clay liners will deteriorate. Gene Mitchell says remaining undecayed matter could then get the moisture needed to restart the decaying process, and toxins could move into the groundwater.
What we're doing right now is, in essence, putting that potential problem off into the future and letting future generations take care of it. And what this rule would try and do is move up that time frame for getting rid of the problem to the same time frame as a generation that's disposing of the waste.
Mitchell says the proposed rules require landfill owners to divert organic material to other uses, treat it before it's landfilled, or accelerate decomposition once in the landfill. La Crosse County's new landfill already has such a plan. Solid Waste Manager Brian Tippett says it depends in part on removing and burning certain waste to produce electricity and compacting the rest.
More could be done in getting food scraps, perhaps from grocery stores and cafeterias. We don't have a plan in place for that, but there's the option to do more in that. There's also the option to work more with homeowners to do more composting with their own organic matter.
Tippett says ways still need to be found to reduce the amount of waste generated. The proposed rules go to public hearing in mid-April. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.